Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the Anti-Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God. I'm going to get ready to open up. We're going to have a short devotion tonight. And then we're going to go right into the Word of God. I just give God all reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm indeed so thankful and so grateful to be here this evening. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I give him praise on today. I'm going to read scripture from Psalms number seven. O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without a cause is my enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thy anger, and lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies, and await for me to do the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about for their sake. Therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity that is in me. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just for the righteous. God tried the heart and reigns. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. I have just read through the first 10 verses of Psalm 7. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his word. We're just going to have a song, and we're going to go into prayer.
I don't know.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we come tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I first come to ask you to remove Deborah. Let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase. and minister to us on tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm coming now, God. Just move me from this flesh, God, that you may use this vessel for your use. In your use only, God. I'm here for your pleasure, God. And I thank you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to open up our minds tonight. Open up our hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, that word, that them commandments, that those statutes, that every word that will sink in our heart. In the name of Jesus, that be placed deep in our hearts, God, that we may not sin against you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. Bind up the strong man from our lives in the name of Jesus. Bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Bind them up right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I bind them up. Them out. I command them to go in Jesus' name. Every power, by every power and authority God has given me in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. Lord, everyone that will listen to this video, to this live, to this broadcast, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to just cover them and bless them, incant angels all around them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, you already know, God. I ask you to bless my enemies. Bless those that say all manner evil against me, God. Bless those that try to despitefully misuse me, God. Just bless them, forgive them, forgive them, and bless them with the blessing they stand in need of. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. Amen. And praise the Lord. I'm going to get ready to start reading in chapter 13. Yeah, chapter 13 it is. If there arise among you a prophet, a dreamer of dreams, or giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeem you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or the son of thy daughter, or wife, thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy father, namely of the gods of the people which are around about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. Thou should not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thy eye pity him, neither shall thou spare, neither shall thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thy hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and after the hand of all the people, and afterwards the hands of all of the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones that he die, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. If thou shalt hear stay in one of thy cities, which the Lord thy God hath given thee to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their cities, saying, let us go and serve other gods which ye have not known. Then shalt thou inquire and make search and act diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of thy city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. And thou shalt gather all the spoils of it into the midst of the streets thereof, and shall burn with fire the city and all the spoils thereof, even with from the Lord thy God, and it shall be an heart, a heap forever. It shall not be built again, and there shall cleave not a knot of the cursed thing to thine hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and shew thee mercy and have compassion upon thee and multiply thee as he hath sworn unto thy fathers. When thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to keep all his commandments which I have commanded thee this day to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord thy God. Amen.
Chapter 14. Ye are the children of the Lord your God. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. And the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. These are the beasts which ye shall eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat, the hart, and the roebuck, and the fallow deer, and the wild goat, and the pygarg, and the wild ox, and the chamois, and every beast that parteth the hoof and cloveth or cleaveth the cleft into two claws and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that ye shall eat. Nevertheless, these ye shall not eat of them again that chew the cud, or of them that divide the clothing hoof as the camel, and the hare, and the coney, for they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof before they are unclean. Oh, therefore they are clean unto you. And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. These ye shall eat of all that are in the waters, all that have fins and scales shall ye eat. And whatsoever has not fins and scales, ye may not eat. It is unclean unto you. Of all clean birds ye shall eat, but these are they of which ye shall not eat: the eagle, and the ossifrage, and the osprey, and the gleed, and the kite, and the vulture after his kind, and every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the nighthawk, and the caw, and the hawk after his kind. the little owl and the great owl and the swan and the pelican and the gear eagle and the cormorant and the stork and the heron after her kind and the lapwing and the bat. And every creepy thing that flyeth is unclean unto you, that shall not be eaten. They shall not be eaten. But of all clean fowls ye may eat. Ye shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Thou shalt give it unto the stranger that is in thy gate, that he may eat it, or thou mayest sell it unto an alien. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seest a kid in his mother's milk. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year, and thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of the corn of thy wine and of thy oil and the firstling of thy herd and only thy flock and of thy flock, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which the Lord thy God shall choose to set his name there, when the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, then shalt thou turn into money and bind up the money in thine hand, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, and thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen or for sheep or for wine or for strong drink or for whatsoever thy soul desires, and thou shalt eat there before the Lord thy God, and shalt thou rejoice thou and thy household. And the Levite that is within thy gate, thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithes of thine increase the same year, and shalt lay it up within thy gate. And the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gate, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that the Lord thy God may bless thee and all the work of thy hand which thou doest. Amen.
Amen. We're going to start with our questions at 13. What were the people to do to anyone who tried to lead them away from God in any fashion? And this, he said he was point blank with this, because it's a man. Knock their head to the fat bone. Sure was with some stone. Amen. What were the people to do with any plunder that had been used for evil purposes? And that's in verse 16. He says, only you, ye shall not eat the blood, ye shall pull up. I'm reading the wrong thing. And thou shalt gather all the spoils of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shall burn with fire the city and all the spoils thereof, everything. But it says, every whit for the Lord thy God, and it shall be an heap forever. It shall not be built again. So you should burn it. Destroy it. Anything used for evil purposes, you have to completely destroy just everything. And I understand. Because if you don't, it'll come back around again. Amen. Chapter 14. What type of animal of the land could the Israelites eat? And I think that's in, they could only eat.
You said, what should they eat?
You said, what type of animal of the land could the Israelites eat?
Okay.
I think it's in verse 4. For these are the beasts which ye shall eat, the ox, the sheep, the goat, the hart, the roebuck, the fallow deer, and the wild goat, and the pygarg, and the wild ox, and the chamois, and every beast that parted the hoof and cleaved the cleft into two claws, and cheweth the cud among the beasts that ye shall eat. I'm going to see what those are, because I know they called. Chapter 14, they called. Those are what cows right there that chew the cud. A lot of them chew the cud. Cows and something else chew the cud. They be chewing all the time. When you see them, they move in their mouth.
Okay, because I was going to say, what's a cud?
They I don't know what it is, but they be moving they mouth all the time. Is there yeast? Okay. Let me see. In the book, Learning Through Leviticus. Let me see. And I know it's in the book of Leviticus, but I was trying to see. These were the clean animals which they could eat. There were two marks that identify the clean animals. These marks also teach us spiritual lessons. The hoof of the animal was to be divided. So every cow, his feet, or calf is divided. You could see like they have two toes or something. You know what I'm talking about. They separated. The hoofs of the animals was to be divided or separated. That could symbolize the walk of the believer. The separated hoof speaks of a separated life. Mm-hmm. There are a great many people who doesn't restrict themselves to the Ten Commandments, but they have added about 25 others, and they live by them. And I understand that too, because there's a lot of people do. But that's what it is. It's like you can eat the ox, the goat, the wild ox, the sheep, the lamb, a deer, a hart, a fallow deer. You know, you can eat, but it's ones that you cannot eat. Okay. Okay, what did the people of Israel do with their tithes at the end of every third year? What did they do with their tithes?
3 years. Okay, at the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithes of thine increase the same year, and shalt lay it up within thy gate. That's verse 28.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you examine the law carefully, you will find out that they actually paid three tithes. that is 30% of what they made went to the Lord, not just 10%. It seems that the 10th went to the temple immediately, but also there was this tithe at the end of 3 years. God wanted the Levites who did the spiritual services for the nations to be cared for. Also, not that God had a concern for the poor. So that 30% was to take care of the preacher, the priest, or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's why I always feel like, you know, you don't have to ask for money, but God will bless you with it. You know what I'm saying? You don't really have to ask for being a leader, but God will provide for you, and he'll make somebody bless you. And you know what I'm saying? Just like he did them right there. Sure did. So I like this chapter because it seemed like, because we didn't been over this stuff in Leviticus. We went right over this same stuff, what we can eat, what we couldn't eat. But what's the main thing that we shouldn't ever eat?
Pork.
That's right, swine. They call it swine in the Bible. They call it swine. That's why when that demon was asking Jesus not to kill them, that legion of demons, he said, let us go unto the swine. Let us go unto the swine. And the Lord let them went into the swine. And the demon, and it was a herd of, it was a lot of swine, pigs. It was a lot of them, and all of them, because this was a legion of demons. It was a lot of demons. They all went into the swine, and the swine jumped over a cliff, off a cliff, and killed themselves. He don't want us eating pork. And let me tell you something. I done ate pork most of my life until I couldn't eat it because I was still eating snooks and stuff and ribs when I was grown. But you always, it affects you because your blood pressure go up. You get sick, you have a headache, all that kind of stuff. That's why he said don't eat it. It's right here in the Word. He said don't eat it. You got all these other things to eat. And I don't know how we cook up with turkey. We have turkey. You got deer, you got other lamb, cow, cattle, ox, all of those things to eat besides pork. And we still get some pork ribs or some chitlin, hog maws. He'll be doing it. He done told us it ain't good for us. Mm-hmm. It's something. And then about, let me see, that's the first question. Anyway, let me see. And the people that he was talking about that led them away from God, it's like pagan people. You know, they like witches almost. And I wish I could show y'all how the pagan people do, especially when they out selling stuff. They gonna have skeleton heads and all kind of. You'll know them anytime you see them. They not shame. They not scared to put that old stuff up there. They just do it. It be set up just like everybody else. Go down to Eastern Market. They have a whole side over there just pagan people selling all that witchcraft stuff, all that kind of stuff. If you want to get a wife, if you want to get a husband, they got this stuff you put on them, all kind of stuff. I don't see how they let them sell it and get away with it. I just don't. I be trying to get them, run from them, believe me. But they don't, they not shame about it. They selling that stuff, making a living off of it. Do we have any questions or comments?
So I got two questions.
Okay.
And my first question is, so oxtail is not pork?
Girl, no, it's beef.
Okay, okay.
That's so crazy.
And number two is, so when the people be selling them stones, is that like a form of witchcraft?
If they what?
No, the stones, they say the stones supposed to make good energy or something. Is that like witchcraft too?
What stones? Where you see that at?
No, it's not in the Bible. I seen it on this TV show. People was buying crystals, and they said it's supposed to make it clear out the bad energy and bring in new energy.
Any kind of energy like that, they talk about that witchcraft.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Apostle, he was breaking up a little.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay. It's like that stuff come out of Scientology's church, and you can look, do some research on them. They deal with energy stuff. You know, they don't consider it witchcraft, but... You know, it's like it ain't in the Bible. You don't see that stuff in the Bible by no energy. You don't see it. And so that's why I don't know. When people, you just do some research, because I don't want to speak none on her. You know, because she really believed in that stuff. She really believed in it. I just couldn't. When I lived over there in St. Louis on Delmar, it was one downstairs, a Scientology center and church, and they always try to come asking you to come and all this stuff. Don't nobody want that stuff? No, don't buy none, Ray Ray. It ain't nothing but the enemy. Mm-mm, just trust in God. I don't care what it is, you got to have faith in God. Faith is way more than anything.
I was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got stuff, and they be selling that out there too. They have. You need to. Next time you come here, I'm gonna take you there. Let you see the pagan stuff. But for here, it's so bold. They got a whole church, not church, but a whole witch temple downtown Detroit. Now, and then they go to the Capitol, Lansing, and they march against nativity that they put out there for Christmas. They want them to take it down. They real bold here. They're not as bold in St. Louis and Illinois like that. But they real bold for these witches here. I don't care. Thing. So you have to really be careful. You know, about what you're watching, because you have to be careful. I have to hurry up and turn off the stuff, because you know what they got, like they got now is the little witches. Ain't no little witches. Ain't no little witches. All of them is witches. Mm-mm. Ain't no good witch. So they get people to watch them. Then they had this TV about Legion. Who? Don't watch that about Legion. That's the devil. Girl. Lucifer. That's what it was, too. They had a show on called Lucifer. It'd be so tricky. They'd be trying to get every soul they can. Do you hear me? Any kind of way they can. Yeah. And so the Lord was just trying to let us know, don't eat this, don't do that, definitely don't do this. And then after that, every 3 years, you're going to have money for the priest, for the preacher. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy it.
Are you supposed to do that? Okay. Every three years,
well, you know what it is, it's like every year they have a harvest for the pastor and his wife. I know when we had that church in Mount Vernon, Illinois, Keithan, every year, and we didn't stay that long, but when harvest time came, they didn't bring money, but they brought stuff that you harvest. They brought a lot of food, a lot of beer, a lot of corn, greens, everything they got out of their garden. And then they brought, I think they gave them some money too, but they brought in the harvest because they're in the country, and they do what the Bible say do. That's every September, something like that. But as for that, that might be an anniversary of a preacher. Like, you know, they didn't make it every, some of them, it ain't nothing. It says, you know, you're supposed to take care of the preacher, but the preacher then made it more, you know, more. I'm talking about often than every 3 years. The word of God said it's for the Levites. The Levites are the priests. Mm-hmm. That's a blessing, taken care of. Yep. But they done made it there like they want to make it. So we have many more questions. I really liked it. You hear people talk about it. You hear people saying all kind of stuff, but when you can see it in the Word of God for yourself, if you have a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, he said, you kill them niggas. He said, kill them. And them pagan people, them people that do all that junk, he said, kill every one of them. Everyone, don't even believe that the animals are alive. Ain't that something? They better watch out for the Lord. He ain't playing with them. I'm telling you, I don't know who they think they are. You got a lot of atheists that don't believe in God. But it ain't bad if somebody that knows of God and then they practicing something else. That's tough. That's rough right there. It's just rough. They shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. Because, son, they don't know. When God can open the earth up and you fall through it, you better stop. That's all I can say. You better stop. But they don't believe that. That they just don't believe it. So many people just want to do what they want to do, and then they looking for another way. They say they believe it's a higher power. They don't believe it's God. Now I know I heard Oprah say that. She believe it's a higher power. But she ain't believing it's God. I don't know where she was raised at, but I don't know what she doing. But, yep. So I really enjoyed this. I really did, because then it tells you what kind of birds you can eat. You know what I'm saying? It tells you what you're supposed to eat to keep us from having all these different sickness and stuff. That's why we got to know what we're doing. You can't eat no bad and all that. You know, I see them people on TV on them old shows and stuff, and they be out there naked and afraid and eating worms and all kind of stuff they ain't supposed to be eating. I'm telling you, you can't eat that stuff. You don't. Mm-mm. And I go make them eat it. You know, I used to make the mud pies. I go make me a mud pie. I ain't eat no worm or nothing like that. I know that. I don't care what happened. I ain't you now. So, too bad, y'all.
What about the streets? You know, people be eating those bread toppers and stuff.
Yeah, and they be chocolate covered ants and all that kind of stuff. I said, Lord, have mercy. Then when they have, what's called it, in them, they be having all kind of stuff. I know a man had a worm in him for about 10 years in his brain. And they got it out. Did you see that thing on Facebook? This lady had something in her finger. And whoever was pulling it out.
Yes.
The other putting it in. It was,
I'm funny.
You seen that?
Yes, I'm funny.
That was
funny.
That's the kind of stuff. I'm telling you, this the kind of stuff you can't eat anything. Mhm. And they talk about you can't eat bats and you can't eat this. You can't. Who want to eat a bat? They carry 150 million rabies. Shoot. All them rabies.
What about raccoons? People be eating raccoons. They carry a lot of rabies too.
I'd had some coon before. But it was, I don't know. It was that, you know, right. I hadn't even thought about that. It ain't never bothered me. I don't think it's kind of coon. But I believe if it bites you, I don't know, Ray. You show right. But ain't nothing happened to me. My daddy and them, that's how they used to hunt out there. They used to eat coon, and my mama said they didn't eat possums because possums eat dead people. They go to the graveyard to eat. And then my daddy then caught a big old turtle. He was so big, he couldn't even fit in our oven. Took the shell off the back of it, and it tasted so good. I wonder what the Lord said about that, but he was saying the fish you can eat have to have fins on it, didn't he?
Yeah, it's fins and tails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said nothing about no turtle, none. But you know what? You have to eat what your parents bring for you. My dad and mommy used to fish for us all the time. And that's how they fed us for years. They weren't getting no food stamps or none. Daddy was working. And they had to feed us the best way they could, and they did. So I know God is not too, you know, upset about that. I don't know whether the fish had whatever it had. I cooked it. Every time they brought it, I cooked it because we're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, y'all. That was good. I really enjoyed that. So we gonna get off and, you know, I think that's it. Mm-hmm. I sure do. I thank God for the Bible class. Anyway, if y'all have any questions or anything, y'all can get in touch with me. Mm-hmm. Don't know. Be but two or three of y'all on here, no way. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm going to get ready to let y'all out of here. Go up here and get the old man sleepy. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin we committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come thanking you now, God, for your word, God. We thank you that we didn't see this word before in your word, and God, you just reminding us, and we thank you for what to eat, what not to eat, how to take care of the preacher, Lord, and what to stay away from these pagan people. Lord, we thank you tonight. We don't take it for granted that you're teaching us about this word like this in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, I ask you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice and bless them right now, God. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Encamp angels all around them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, just for feeling better. I just thank you right now for feeling better, God. I thank you for your healing power. Father, we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless y'all. I love you. Thank you for coming on. I'll talk to you all later, or you can call me when you can. God bless.
Love you. See you later.
Love you too. Okay, baby. See you later. That's good.